how to set up. The where and the when are all about the steps taken to get the elk into your red zone. The how is what gets you in position to close the deal. And it's not rocket science, y'all, but you'd be surprised at how many hunters every year will fail right here at this point. And it's not because they blow up mentally, it's because they've been so ingrained by their earlier hunting experiences that they actually hamper themselves when it comes to elk. So, let's do some reprogramming. Look, I have 4 rules to help you make the best of your opportunity. Now, you're listening to me and not on the site, most likely, but I have 4 interactive cards with our rules here. All you have to do is put your cursor on those cards to be able to see each of those 4 rules. But I'm going to cover them for you now. Rule number 1. I am going to stress this again and again. Always set up in front of cover, not behind it. Do not hide behind objects in a setup. When you're in a stalking situation and trying to stay hidden as you move in, that's a whole different ball game. But when you're setting up for a bull coming into your calls, you are in front to, number 1, break up your outline, and secondly, give yourself optimum shooting opportunities. Look, there's nothing wrong with some short, low front cover to help break you up, but nothing should ever be in your shooting line of sight. Elk naturally look behind objects to identify possible predators in hiding. I have had elk look right past me, trying to check behind me for danger. On one occasion, in fact, while I was set up in front of a small island of brush at this entrance to a small meadow, I had this herd of about 20 cows come straight at me and actually split off to each side of me as they went by. I'm on my knees in the open with only oak brush behind to break me up. And they came so close that a few of these cows literally passed within 1 inch of knocking my knocked arrow off my rest. Rule number 2. Always try to use thicker cover or dips or rises in the terrain for your setup so that a bull has to show himself to be able to locate you. So many elk hunters, they want to set up where they can see a bull's approach from 100 yards out or further. Look, that's great for seeing elk, but it's not for killing them. That's a perfect recipe to get that bull to hang up on you 80 yards out because he's expecting to see the elk that he's responding to. If you use a dip or a rise, make sure to set up within your effective range from where the bull will most likely show himself first. I call this the stop and scan position. Elk will always come up and they'll find an area that they're going to stop and scan. And that's going to be the position that, in other words, they should be able to see something at that point. Terrain can especially be effective where cover is a little bit more scarce. Rule number 3, and this has to do with shooting lanes. No matter what, the most important thing is to establish shooting lanes and get in front of any cover for a backdrop to break up your outline. Look, you have to be aggressive in doing this. You have to. Expect that there will never be a perfect situation in this scenario. If that means standing in front of a tree as a backdrop, get there, and I mean get there right now. Don't take your time. If it means dropping to your knees to get cover behind you to open up lanes, then you do that. Do whatever it takes to get the best opportunity for a shot, but you've got to do that. Look, I get it. It's human nature to freeze not wanting to spook a bull, but think about it. Why? Is it because you think you'll get an opportunity to move in once he passes you? Look, you won't. Once he hits your scent line, he's gone. Is it so that you can call him in again another time? The odds, y'all, of calling in this bull if he busts you making a move is the same as your chance to call him in once he hits your scent line while walking away. It may happen, but most likely, and I wouldn't bet on it, it's not going to happen. So when it comes to making an aggressive move, let's do the math. Here's the situation. A bull is 50 yards out moving to your left. He's not seeing you, But there is a tree directly in front of you blocking any shot opportunity. So here's the first action. You freeze so you don't spook the bull. Result? The bull walks off. Most likely hits your scent line. It's a blown opportunity. So basically, you have a 0% chance of killing the bull. Now, let's take a look at the second action. Watching to make sure the elk is moving, you move forward and to the right to get a shooting lane. The result? The bull is going to do one of the following. He's going to bust you and turn. He's going to run away. But that's the same result as the first action. Or he keeps on coming into your shooting lane. You cow call to stop him and dead bull. Look, I don't know about you, but I definitely like my odds better with the second choice. By making a move, you at least give yourself the chance at an opportunity. By staying put, you ensure failure. And y'all, with me and in this school, that's not an option. Rule number four. One of the biggest mistakes new elk hunters make is they hunt like they're hunting deer. Slow, methodical, and not wanting to make a sound when moving through the woods. Okay, here it is, y'all. Forget about all of that. Look, are there times that you may need to move silently into position when you're stalking an elk? Yes, absolutely. But that's going to be 3%, 5%, yet maybe 10% of the time. The rest of the time, you're going to be moving and not worrying about your noise, especially if you are calling while you're moving. Elk make noise. They expect other elk to make noise. Your feet hitting the ground, branches snapping, rocks rolling, these are all natural sounds that elk expect to hear from other elk. When you're setting up and there are branches in your shooting lane that could impede your draw or debris around your feet that can make noise once a bull is in tight, move it all. Break them off. Those noises before you begin calling actually sell the scenario. Want a pro solo hunter tip? Okay, here we go. If you are making loud audible noises when you're moving up to get closer on a bull coming in, go ahead and throw some cow calls through your grunt tube, but behind you, away from the bull, to help set the scene of a cow making the noise, but further back from your location. That will help you out.